Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome everybody to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. All right, New Yorkers, if you are in this mess, we are in the middle of a hell of a snowdrop, and it's just the beginning from what we're understanding. So, frankly, I loved it. I love it. It's beautiful. Snow seems to purify everything, at least when you look at it. But for those of you that got to drive out in the aftermath tomorrow, I say stay safe and be okay. And those of you coming in tonight, be safe coming in. Thank God for another day of being here. It's another Tuesday. We had a hell of a discussion last night, and tonight is going to be no different. However, let's get our shout-outs out the way. To Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York City, currently with isolradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing that, he is gracing New York City with the best of R&B events all over those great venues from Brooklyn to Manhattan. And those of you who have traveled from all over the United States to come there to see him, you know you don't leave disappointed. Those of you up-and-coming singers trying to get your foot in the door with your talent, you are invited to apply to be a contestant on Track One Entertainment's 2014 version of So You Think You Can Sing. Email Barry Mason or Track One Entertainment at the email address track1entertain@gmail.com. To the Black Love and Conversations group on Facebook, thank you, thank you, thank you, Linda Miller. I say this to you all the time. You are absolutely awesome for starting this group. It's a wonderful place to be. Lots of intriguing feedback and interactions, and tonight's broadcast topic question was no exception. Thanking Mark on the Real World Black News and Discussions group, another group that continuously offers support and feedback with the pre-broadcast topic question. So I want to thank both of you for doing that. To my team, never last, never least, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, Feel Better Baby Girl, Monster Miles, DJ Domerica, Rodney Williams, and last but definitely, definitely not least, is our favorite activist out there in Toledo, Ohio, and an intricate part of this panel and this team, Deacon Betty Williams. If you're out there listening, Deke, if you haven't logged on yet, thank you very much for all that you do and continually do. Thank you very much. Now, I want to thank all of our official regular panelists that have joined us, Rod Russ, Darlene Cox-Owens, our new regular panelist, Arlene, Professor Carl Stone Jones, who has been offering expertise advice. I want to thank you guys because you actually have earned some regular mention. Larry Harris, you have been out there listening just as well and joining in as much as possible. I want to thank every one of you. So, moving right along, tonight's topic is going to be more than likely bringing up a hell of a lot of conflict, maybe, maybe not. But tonight, to those of you men that are out there that have not been viewing women as sex toys to conquer in some crazy, heartbreaking game, to those of you that are looking for love that have been burned, to those of you that are out there being real fathers and real men and taking care of your children and offering your advice to other people's children, those of you that are trying to teach your young sons how to grow up to be real men, those of you trying to teach your daughters how to accept real men in your life and get a bad rap because all you see is the dogs and the little boys trying to be men that's on the front page all the time, I'm going to say that tonight is a tribute to you, okay? And to those ladies that are out there that are hostile, when I've used the word women players, it's because you probably aren't, but most of you are caught up in the stereotype of what usually happens from a man to a woman. And oh, those of you who know, this is called On the Edge Show for a reason, because I go to the edge. And I'm going to let you know, I'm not for women, I'm not for men, I'm for right or for wrong. Whatever is right needs to be right, whatever's wrong needs to be wrong, and that's about it. Those of you that are men that ask the question, oh, what's a good man, clearly you may not be one of them. So if you are confused and you're sincerely asking that question and you want to know, join in tonight on the show, say what you have to say, do what you have to do, but you know what? Let's get to the bottom of it, because these guys are getting a bad rap when they're going about their business, not looking for any type of confetti banners or celebrations, but they're doing their thing and no one's telling them about it. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and tonight, those fellas that are out there being real men, okay? This is for you. Now, in honor of the Christmas spirit, we will be going out with a Christmas jam. And when we get back, after a word from our sponsors, we're going to get this party started. Okay, here is one of my favorite songs by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's called Christmas Canyon and D. Ladies and gentlemen who've never heard this song before, this is a group of children in a beautiful orchestra choir that have ranged from ages 4 years old to no more than age 11. Listen to these children sing and see if Christmas hasn't touched you. Be back in 4.5 minutes. Stay with me.
And every dream that herein sleeps has a child whose heart it keeps. And now, for someone else's sake, one by one, those dreams awake.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
Welcome back to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. All right, it is showtime. All right, ladies, we tonight are on the hot seat, okay? And I'm going to say this because there are way too many good men out there that have been, I guess, soured because there are just as many schematic and devious-minded women out there as there are player men. And I like to call them the women players. And those of you that have been a victim of them know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, it's not just men, but it's been women that have been affected by this because usually these women players have come after your man or have soured this man for you, who might be a person that is after a long-term relationship with fidelity and respect and goodness in it. You are looking for that brother that's about himself, that wants to go out there and be a good person, that wants to raise a family with you, that believes in dating his wife or being committed to one woman. These are the type of things that most men out there don't really offer, but those that do don't get the rap that they're entitled to get. Now, I got a lot of flack from several women today, both in the groups that I post with and people on the outside independently. I got people looking at me like I just grew three heads, a reptile tongue, your toad's eyes, and frog's legs or something when I mentioned the word women players. They exist, ladies, and you know it. I see women nowadays, let me say it that way, that are out there leaving their children to go out there and go get their groove on to try to see how many guys they're going to hurt because men do it all the time. And it's not every man that's out there that's a dog, and it's not every woman out there that's a wretched player, but guess what? They exist on both ends. The same way there are female criminals that society likes to look past. These men are out there raising other men's children because the deadbeat dads that got their women pregnant in the first place didn't do a damn thing. And they spend all this time and invest all this love, and then they turn around and find their women are cheating. I know of a person that was a musician, prime candidate to go out there and cheat, and everybody would excuse it, right? Because he's a musician, and groupies are out there, and he's on the road. But that didn't happen. He chose to be a good man and come home and raise his daughter and respect his baby's mama, and that's not what he was receiving when he returned from a three-week tour. That's not what he got when he walked in and found his woman cheating as the guy that she was cheating with was coming out of his bedroom window. And I saw what it did to him. And I know a lot of other women that sit around that have guys that will pine away to do anything for them. And they will sit down and say, as long as I know he'll do something for me, I got him on my pinky. Isn't that what a man does? So if they can do it and be called all sorts of names, what makes it worse or better for you? These men are out there raising their children, if not yours too. These men are out there working for a living and giving you half their checks. These guys are out there respecting you and uplifting you and uplifting you, and then you turn around and you cheat and break his heart. And understand, ladies, women will cry it out, and we will trust again. For a man, it is not in his DNA to trust that easily once again. So when there are good guys out there and when there are men out there trying to do something, don't sit there and bat our little eyes like we don't do anything that's so wrong. That is the most hypocritical thing to do, because these guys deserve just as much of recognition for the things that they do that we as women do on a daily basis. And I do mean real women. Now, for those of you men who sat there and asked me, what's a good man? Either you were trying to be facetious or you really didn't know. And if you didn't know, then this might not be the show celebrating you. I will say that. And for those of you that are out there, if you know that you do scheme on a woman on a daily basis, if you know that all you do is hang around social media looking to see who's been or their nipples, or who's out there trying to do whatever, and you know you got a woman and you're busy trying to inbox this other person on Facebook, okay, then clearly you're not the man we're referring to. If all you do on a daily basis is tell some girl you love her so you can get in her pants and get whatever benefits she's trying to give you, and you know she loves you, and you're dogging her out, then you're not the man we're. I do have a panelist that's coming in on as we stand right now. Feel free, ladies and gentlemen, to press the number one if you are calling in so that you can speak. I can take it, no problem there. So I'm not expecting any of you to agree or disagree. I'm just stating my point, and if all of us are honest about it, you'll know that it exists on all ends. But these guys deserve the recognition and deserve not to be drawn up and intertwined and interweaved with the ones that we see on the front page on a daily basis. Bringing in our first and we have a second panelist for the evening. So 1 minute, let me start with our first. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Good evening, Lady K. How are you, and God bless you and your family?
Thank you, Deacon, and welcome to the show. I have another panelist on just a minute. Let me bring him in. You are first on the queue. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Speaking with David out in Florida.
Hey, David out in Florida. Okay,
hey, David out in Florida. How are you?
I am great. I am.
All right.
I'm shocked to see a show like this. This is amazing. It's a blessing, and it's an amazing event. It's an event in the stars or something.
Thank you very much, David. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. I have to give our first panelist a shot, okay? Wow, I've got a couple of other people lining up. All right, the other panelists, I'll be right in with you. Just hang on a sec. Deacon, let's just start off with you with your viewpoint on tonight's show.
Well, first of all, let me say that God has created some of the most awesome and tremendous works of art in this entire world. And my opinion is one of his greatest works of art is a woman.
Wow.
I must say that. And I really mean that from the deepest depths of my heart. And I'd like to give that shout out to my mother, who is a very strong minded, willed, and loving person in my life, and I am so blessed to have her as my mother.
Talk right there.
So, now, you had a question for me?
I want to know what you think about tonight's show. What do you feel? Do you
this is, like the gentleman said, this is an awesome event right here, because you don't get opportunities like this for men, real men, to come out and really express their real emotional feelings about life, period, or about how they feel about their women or just women in general. Because you have today's society gives us a negative outlook on us, and that's not fair.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And
there are some very good men out here, and they're saying that a lot of the good men are gone. No, there's quite a few of us that are still out here, and we kind of have our guards up because, you know, not to give low shots to any women. I would never do that. But you have some that you have to really have your guards up on because there are a lot of games that are being played out here today.
Absolutely, and I'm going to go right to you. I'm sorry, sir. Say your name again, hon. Oh, Dave. You said Dave, right?
Yeah, David.
Okay,
David.
See, I'm good. I remember. I'm not that old. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I am not for anybody either taking the blame away from someone simply because they are perceived to be the weaker sex or not expected to do certain things, nor am I for giving anybody too much credit because everybody assumes that one person or the other will do something. I have seen what good men turn into or get affected by when bad women or bad women practices, you know, affect them. I have watched girlfriends of my own go after guys. I have guys that are good, sincere, hardworking people that worship the ground they walk on. And rather than them say, as much as I love the attention or as much as I appreciate the gifts, I don't feel for this man in the way that he wants me to feel for him. And I don't think it's right for me to use him. He deserves to go out there and give all that he's offering me to somebody who wants to receive it on an equal basis and return it. You know, I've seen people reap the benefits of these good men and then turn around and use them, and at the end of it all, spit them out. Or I've seen women, knowing that they didn't have that type of connection back to them, trap them in relationships by using babies and, you know, things to that effect, or will turn around and use them, and when they get tired of being used and move on, and then they find love elsewhere, real love, the jealousy that comes from it, that they'll go after them and spit venomously to try to ruin what they have. It happens on both ends. And a lot of us, because we're women, who have usually been hurt by the stereotypical or the normal expectation of what men do to women, don't know how to give the right men the right credit. You know, we remain bitter and blanket focused on all men, and it's not fair. It isn't fair. Because I've seen men that's been in a marriage for 50 years and still get pegged and pecked by people around them. I've seen men give their all and it's never enough. I've seen men stick through a bad woman and still will sit there after it's over, criticized for not still being there. So it's not fair. Dave, let me let you in and welcome to our show because I know you.
Well, I just want to say that I commend you, sister, on, you know, just exposing a lot of stuff that I guess we know, but we don't hear from a woman. And it's a blessing to just, you know, feel your presence to just try to let women know that, you know, it's a two-way street. And, you know, not to put anybody to blame about relationships or anything, but, yeah, there are so many good men. I know good men and, you know, that they don't understand how to get their consciousness back from you know, from some relationships that just went bad because they was working too damn much just to try to feed the babies. And the woman may have thought they needed attention and tried to get attention somewhere else. And, you know, the man didn't understand, well, maybe he don't need to work as much. And at the same time, the bills got to get paid. The baby's got to get fed. It's like we're in a system where it's like a lot of good men are just running so damn hard that sometimes we can't give attention to women, our wives, who really need it. And sometimes they don't understand and they seek to get it somewhere else. And that's the tragedy of the whole situation sometimes. But we all got to grow from it, and, you know, we got to just grow in consciousness and just learn how to be even better men and how not to be unbalanced, you know. And women need to understand the man's point of view of working and the, I don't want to say priorities, because everything is a priority, not to, you know, but it's just, it's a sticky situation, sister. I'm just happy to just be able to express a little bit of the understanding that I have, you know. And I may want to say something else, but I can't really think of something else to say because it's just a sticky situation.
I understand perfectly, but the thing is that just like men want a good woman, men want, you know, certain things to be, but they don't offer or take half the steps that they want the woman to take. But in the same token, there are men out there that are good. Well, obviously, you're one that has possibly been dealing with frustrations and probably been hearing the same stuff, because society pegs a lot on men as well. Men are supposed to be the providers. They're supposed to know things before the wife. They're supposed to be sexually in the lead. They're supposed to be the take charge. They're supposed to be the people that physically defend the family. I get all of that. At the same token, you can't use that as an excuse to be dogs in sex as well. So we've heard that. Men are pegged as the dogs. Men are pegged as the whatever. But there are guys out there that are not in the same crab bucket. And that's the thing that, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know if any of you ever go to, like, those discount outlets and you're looking for that perfect pair of shoes that you, you know, like a perfect pair of house slippers or whatever, and it's in this big old bin, and you know that your size is in there, but you got to dig through it, you know, and that's where it is with you guys. You good guys are like in the bottom of the bucket, and everybody's got to go through all the trash and the spotted up stuff and the things that everybody has put their muddy fingerprints on and skipped over. So in the meantime, nobody wants to really go through all the mess that they see. But meanwhile, the gem is at the bottom. And because of what you see on the top, that's where everybody's like, well, there's nothing in it. And it's not fair. I have seen it. I've been around it. I've watched family members be affected by a woman they love that everybody told them was no good. But they stood through it anyway because they believe they saw something the world don't know behind the exterior that this person put out. Sometimes, yes, there are people who are loud because they don't want to be hurt. There are people who are tough because they've been hurt before. But sometimes it's a worm. It's just a worm. It's an apple with a worm, and you can't peel off the round, the parts around the brown part. It is what it is. And nowadays, because women are trying to get back, you know, we're more liberal. We're not so censored. We don't have to do the blushing bride routine anymore with our sexuality. We don't have to, you know, we can say things like vagina. We can say sex. We don't have to go around going, you know, we can talk. We can say, baby, I want you to do this to me. You understand? So now some women have taken that to a thing like, well, men have been dogging me out since the day that we got started. I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to find one out there and do it first. That's not a solution either. So what happened was, by the time that you guys have gotten over that, because you guys only get hurt one time and the rest of us are messed up. We women have to take two and three hurts before we find that right guy or trust again, but we will trust again. And guys don't. And women need to understand that. And for those of you women who are out there looking and wanting a good guy, but doing everything in your power to sour them, stop talking. And don't be the first ones on Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr or whatever the hell else is out there complaining about how bad guys are when you're out there talking out the good men. And for the good women that's looking for those good men, we have to go twice as hard through all the tickets and the obstacles to get to them. And don't be hypocritical about it, because if you don't like what the hell you're giving out, don't give it out. There's a couple more panelists on the line, gentlemen. I need to bring them in. Okay, just a second.
Definitely.
Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Hello, darling.
I'm truly blessed.
Yes,
good evening, panel.
All right, good evening. Darlene, let me bring everybody else in, and I'll give you the floor first, okay? One sec, all right?
No problem.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Weekend, what's going on?
Hey, Rod. Hang on a minute. I've got
hey,
a couple
Rod,
more.
What's up?
Hey.
All right. Darlene, you're first. Rod, you're next. Hold on for this one. Hang on a sec. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Katie.
Okay, hi, Arlene. How are you? All right, hold on.
How are you, bro?
You are third on the queue. 1 second.
Situation.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Peace, Ms. Arnett and everyone else. How's everybody doing? This is Brother Larry.
Hey. Hi, Larry. How are you? Okay, you're the last one on the panel. All
okay.
Right, darling, we're opening up the floor to you. You're first up.
First, I would just like to say congratulations to all the true men that know that they are true men. I applaud you. I respect you. I have a deep love for you, whether I know you or not. If you're good, I'm loving you. Okay. Right now, that's all I have to say. I'm just enjoying the scenery.
Thank you. There's a little bit of an echo coming from you, sweetheart. So if you're like near the radio or something, you kind of got to move away. And Rod, you're up next.
Oh, okay. I'm on now?
Okay. What's your take on tonight's show?
It's nice to hear that we black men have actually get to hear some praises sang about us. We've been compared to dogs for so many centuries. It's like, come on. We're not just man's best friend. We women's best friend, too. You just got to treat us right. And you see that quite a few women out there, as you pointed out earlier, treat us like dogs. Take that big stick and just start whipping up on us.
Yeah, I hear you. I get it, you know, and don't get me wrong now. This is not absolving all of the years of what men, the bad men, have done. So don't get me wrong. I'm not absolving that, excusing it, or erasing it. I'm just pretty much talking about you guys that are being overshadowed by the front page controversy all the time. And it's not like that's all that there is. I understand that you guys are rare gems. Mm. I understand that for every four couples in a group that's complaining or that's talking about their relationship, is you might get one of those couples that are actually saying, I don't have that problem. You understand? I'm going to go over now to Arlene. She was third in the queue. What's your take, baby girl?
Well, you know, Katie, I just feel like we all got it twisted. You know what I mean? At some point in our life. Girls have been hurt. They get a bad attitude towards men. Men get hurt. They have a bad attitude towards women. And the cycle continues. It takes a real man to experience whatever situations that he has gotten himself into, just as well as women, and to be able to be resilient and bounce back from that situation and not hold all women responsible for what one woman did and vice versa. I think the attitude comes into play because women have been fighting for so long to find their place, because our place was barefoot in the kitchen, all that other good stuff. And once we rose from that, we just freaking lost our damn mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, we free. And with that came some positivity and some negativity. And once we started feeling like we didn't need our men anymore, that really took it to another level.
But
there are some great men. Great men.
Okay,
whoever they are, if they are part of this channel,
you need to take care of that, please.
Keep doing what you're doing. It is appreciated, even if it's not by your woman, it's by a woman like me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just don't let what one woman did to you affect your entire being. And that's hard
right.
to do, to like, you know, just suck it up and move on to the next person and open yourself up and trust and this and that. But we all have that same position. So, you know, it's good that we do know that you are out there, because I was wondering myself. But, you know, I'm just glad that Katie decided to have this topic, because you guys do need to be bigged up. We do need to stroke y'all egos. We do need to make y'all feel like y'all are needed and wanted and desired in the way that y'all are supposed to be, because y'all are our kings, and that's never going to change.
Absolutely. Okay, Larry, I'm going to bring you in a minute. I'm going to bring the other panelists in first, but I'm going to give you the floor first. Hold on. Welcome to the show, Coley. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Marsha. I've been listening for about 15 minutes. It's an interesting topic. I appreciate, you know, your opinions and your perspective. In fact, I appreciate everyone's perspective. One thing I'd like to ask is, you know, I hear this term, which I don't like at all, but good black man. And so what I'd like to ask the men, because I think a lot of times they think they're good, whatever that means, because it's kind of subjective. But and then they're dumbfounded why other women that they desire may not find them good enough. So what, in their mind, makes a good man?
Can I ask you that question? Oh, that's David from Florida.
Okay, go ahead, David. You got the floor.
Well, I'm a good black man, I believe, is a man who knows himself, who knows his relationship to the Creator, you know, who knows that he obeys just that moral standing on, you know, wishing others, wishing the things that he wishes for himself, he wishes for others. That's the foundation.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
from that foundation, you know, to treat his woman in the highest respect as a queen.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the summation of it. And then there's all the details in between. I mean, there's so many details in between, but that's the first thing, is to know your relationship to God. And then, you know, to treat your woman as the queen. But a lot of times the woman in this society, it seems like, some women, they see that kindness, or that, I don't even want to call it kindness, or I'm not sure what to call it. I'm not sure what to call it.
Kindness, it is that.
It's different than kindness. I'm trying to grasp a word.
Goodness.
Sometimes kindness, sometimes goodness turns into, you know, not disobeying God's law for man's law, and then that's when the trouble happens. Because a lot of
right.
times, you know, we're good, but we're not right. Or we act kind, but we're not right. And then that's when
right.
trouble starts. And I know,
right.
you know, that's all I want to say.
Because
right. I just, you know, a lot of men think, oh, I go to work, I come home, I pay the bills, or at least half the bills, because a lot of times the women are paying half, if not more. I don't curse her out. I change the light bulb and take out the trash and get her oil changed. So what's she complaining about?
Well, I'm sure, what was your name again?
Marsha.
Oh, Marsha, okay. That's usually what a guy would think, but that's good provision. You know what I'm saying? That's being a good provider. That's being a good handyman. Listen, ladies, let's spin it the way that we would call it. When we say good men, we're not just we're talking about the guys that don't want to go out and cheat. And I hear too many of these males that say they're men saying that all men cheat. All men are going to cheat. And I know quite a few people that think cheating, quite a few men who think cheating solves nothing. and is disrespectful, possibly because they saw it happen to their mother or some female in their life that meant something to them. And when a man could take that type of an experience and choose to be different from that, choose never to do that type of thing, choose to be a good person going in, I think first that qualifies as good. I think when a man can resist all temptations, not saying it makes him any less of a man, but I gave you a perfect example. I have a musician friend. A musician friend who I'm not going to get into who the group is, but the group was very damn famous at the time that it was out. And this man went on 3 to 4 month tours and never cheated on his baby's mother. And walked back home one day to go see the very woman that he was sending money back from the road to make sure she had a phone, the latest of everything, that his baby girl was taken care of. Now, when he got home, she never wanted for nothing to come and see that, first of all, she was getting texts in this very phone from a man who he later walked in finding on top of his woman. Okay? Now, he can't take trust to any woman, and he's a damn hell of a good guy. He's a guy that believes in taking care of his children, that don't believe in allowing somebody else to raise their child, who doesn't believe in allowing his daughter to grow up a statistic in some white man's world, who does not believe that, I'm going to drop him and move it. I'm going to stick it and move. I'm going to let the world know I got all the hottest babes out there, but, they'll call when I can call them, they'll come running. He doesn't have a damn piece of intention to make anything honest about her. I believe that when he sits there and says, this is my woman, regardless of how many, bra straps you have or don't have, this is the woman I'm going home to. Okay? You respect my wife, whether you're my mom or you're my sister or you're my friend. Before I can go with you, bro, that's it. I'm going to go see what's up with my family. If I'm going to go somewhere, what makes me happy is knowing that the person in my life is right there to celebrate with me. When I'm feeling down, the first person after God I want to go see is my wife, is my woman. And to feel equal. Isn't that what we want from our men? To know that no matter what we look like, no matter how we feel, no matter what's going on, they're there with us and we're all they see. That they want to make sure that just as happy as they are, so are we. And that if they're a part of us being happy, it makes them happy. And if you got a man like that and you don't know what the hell to do with him, the same way we say to guys who've got a perfect woman, perfect as it could get in an imperfect world. Everything about him, she wants to be happy and be okay with. If he'll sacrifice something of his to make sure she's okay. Because isn't that what women do all the time?
Yeah.
When he'll say, it's all right for you to go out and I'll watch the baby today, and trust that you're coming home the same way you left him. That's where it lies. It lies out there. And if you can find a man that can do that and then turn around and go, oh, wait a minute, whoa, I got me a sugar daddy. He's not out there trying to make money to make you go out there and have the biggest Gucci bag so that you can turn around and give it to someone else. That's not what the deal is. Is that what we were doing for them? Were we telling them, baby, don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure you go to school so that you can turn around and say as an NBA player, you're too black for the game. Let me go marry a white woman or another woman, period. I'm sure that that's not what you were thinking when you were sitting back there being a good woman.
Damn.
Real talk.
Yeah.
But that's just me. But that's
okay,
just me.
Okay, I would like to chime in on a little something. As we live and get older, we're supposed to get wiser. And there's a saying is, when I was a child, I played with childish things. I played with toys. But as I grow into a man, I put away all childish things and all the toys. And it's time to be really serious now. As far as my opinion as being a good man and towards his woman, first of all, you have to be good to yourself.
That's right.
And if you don't know how to be good to yourself, how can you be good to a woman? And you have to always keep God first in your life. That's just my opinion, and that's just the way I was brought up. It's more than just material things that you can bring to the table, like going to work and doing all the things that you're supposed to do. That's a given. It's not something that you're like have to do to just to show that you're a man. That's what a man's supposed to do. As far as when it comes to his woman, he's supposed to, you know, be the provider. That's what he's supposed to do. But I'm talking about the small little things, like when she needs you there for support, or she needs you there for comfort. You know, it just like when if she comes home and you're there, it's like when she walks through the door, it's like wow, I know I've had a long day. I've been beat up on this day, you know, but when you walk through the door and see the man that you say you love, he sees the woman that he says he loves, you should both melt together at the same time. There should be no question about that. There should
just
be no question, like, say something. You want to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say do a feat. That'll make her happy when she comes home from a hard day of work, know that you're missing her.
Right, do her feet, rub her neck. Can I say something? Yeah.
And we could do your feet too. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's a balance. It's a balance in any relationship. A good man to me is a person who has their priorities straight.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
A good man is. A good man is a male who is willing. This is Darlene. I need to say that. To me, a good man is a male who is willing, just willing, to work a relationship. Just the willingness. Just
right.
The openness.
Yeah.
If you're not open, nothing's going to come in. So if we start off with someone that has their priorities in order, right, and then willingness, like we can go anywhere, do anything that we want to do.
Right.
As long as he's willing.
That's
absolutely cool. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have two panelists that one that's been holding and one that's just came on. But before I bring you in, Larry, and other panelists, I will say this. When a man walks into a relationship and he's not worried about she's going to do more than me, or, oh, my God, my guy friends are looking. Oh, my goodness. If I argue with my woman and she said something that was real cutting, my friends are going to laugh at me. If I don't walk around and bang my chest and show that I'm the man, you know, there's such a thin line between being a male with chronological age under your belt and being a man with experience and maturity. Because understand, women and men, women, if you want to grow up and say that you're a woman, a woman knows that she is the now role model for daughters beneath her. Okay? That what her daughters see is going to be how does she treat her man? How does she accept treatment from her man? I don't know where that echo is coming from, but if anyone's on speakerphone, that might be it. Okay? A real man and woman understands that all of the interactions they have, if they have children, what example are they leading that's going to make the children beneath them grow up to be repeat good people or repeat bad people? Where's the respect? That's another thing that comes.
Hold on, Katie. Would somebody kindly do something about that background noise? That's very disrespectful, and we're on the air, and that's not the way things go here. So when you come on the broadcast, you have to be aware that you're going on and this background noise is very disruptive and it's very disrespectful. So do you mind doing something about the background noise? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. But that is just the thing. How you grow up, the things you used to do. If you are 50 years old and you are still running around chasing women the way you did in high school, clearly you haven't picked up on the fact that you were supposed to move to the next level by now. If you are a female that are walking around here saying, I want a guy that's going to do this, and I want a man that's going to do that, and you get him. And now is the time where you decide, oh, wait a minute. Well, Mark will do this, and Larry will do that, and James will do this. That is not the way we're supposed to be living as we grow older to teach our daughters to do the next thing. I have heard too many girls say, girl, if you're going to be with somebody, you make sure that he got a job, he got money, he's going to get you things. It's supposed to be an equal partnership, period. Equal, 50-50. Now, there are certain things that if you make more money, you're going to have to do 51. But that's in money. If there are certain things that maybe she or he is not physically capable of doing certain things, we're going to break it down to who could do more. That is just the even thing. But if this man is in your life and he is caring about everything you go through, you're a writer, he doesn't understand a damn thing about the writing world, but he's asking you, baby, how's your work going today? Listen, let me run you a bath. I don't know what you went through, but clearly you look upset. Don't worry about the kids. I got them. We don't have much money, but here's some money. Go to a spa. If you are viewing that as something to get over on, clearly you don't need a good man in your life. And for the same guys that do the same thing with women that we would tear them apart for in our beauty salon talks and in our girlfriend talks and in our shopping mall talks, if we would have every bit of axe and execution-style rifles to shoot on a guy because of that very same action. What makes us excuse from that behavior? When it's a male playing that role. That's what I was so upset with, to see all these women coming at me when I mentioned that there are women players. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I don't see what we do too. As a matter of fact, when we scheme a lot better than men because we use our minds to do it. Men think with their physiques and their egos.
Yeah, you got that right. That is true. That's true talk right there.
Okay, I think I lost Larry, so let me bring in our other panelists. Hang on a minute. Larry, if you drop, call back in, hon. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
What's going on, Katie? This is your boy Dean calling Cali. How y'all doing?
Hey, Dean from Cali. What's up?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on,
Dean? Right.
What's going on, family? I'm just going to say, I'm going to shout out for the single folks, you know, because we good men too. Because I hear a lot of people say when you're a certain age, you ain't in a relationship, you're not mature, something wrong, whatever. But I disagree. I would say, you know, all that means is you're still single. And single men are good men as well. You know, all the single men, you know, are not pulling games or whatever. They just chose that to be their quality of life. They say, I'm gonna live my life as a single man, and that's my choice. And that doesn't mean I'm immature or that I'm treating women badly. It just means I chose to be a single man. And, you know, with that said, and single men, we do treat women well, you know, and stuff like that. You know, women we're dating, we respect them, stuff like that, you know, and, you know, we treat them with respect how we want to be treated, you know, some of us, just like some married people treat each other like, you know, like that other word, I'm just saying. But, you know, but I just wanted to make that point that, you know, a few good men are single. They're not all married. You know, some are single and are treating women well in their relationships, but they're single. And it doesn't mean we're not immature or whatever. It just means we chose to be single. Just wanted to put that out there, you know.
Well, Dean, let me explain this to you. None of that was necessary because today we're not speaking about single or married men. We're speaking simply about good men, okay?
Well, you made a statement, and I was just like, you know, just making, you know, just saying that, you know, you have a single person on this line.
Yeah,
and it doesn't mean that when we're a certain age, you said men that are a certain age and they still run around like in high school dating a lot of women. You know, I would say that's their choice.
Scheming like a lot of women, scheming, going after girls with the intent of screwing them and leaving. That's what I said. When I mentioned high school, there was a reason behind it.
Well, I'm just saying, with that, I stand corrected. Apologize 10,000 of them times. Just saying, you know. And that's all I was saying. I misheard it wrong. That's what it was.
No, just believe me when I tell you, there are single men that are good men, and they're single because they haven't trusted in being married or getting committed yet, because probably some woman player them broke their heart. And I'll tell you right now, but there are men that are out there too damn much of a coward to go the route of commitment, but yet wants to have the benefits of a committed relationship. Okay,
well,
so
you
I'm
got those that just like
those.
Being single and they don't have baggage or anything. They just like that. Like they made a choice to stay single. That's their lifestyle.
And then there are those that are single, not because they chose to be single for whatever reason, but because they want to be single so they don't have no ties and they can screw whoever
exactly.
they want. But those are not the men we're speaking about today.
Right. We're talking about a few good men, right? So I'm one of the good men.
Okay,
I'm a good man.
As long as you treat women with respect, you ain't walking around going, listen, I want something from you. But guess what? Well, I'm single, so if you see me with another woman,
what makes a good man is not only what he does to women, but what he does in life to everybody, right? What makes a good man is not how he – you don't develop – a good man is not chosen on how he treat women. It's how he lives as a man. You know, he can treat women nice but be a killer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Thank you. I'm speaking about women that do good men wrong, and then these good men are not being recognized. I'm not speaking about men that choose to be single and walk around and will treat the girls that they want to play around with. Well, I'm not speaking on how they treat a person, you know, on a daily basis or in regular casual contact. I'm not saying that. I'm speaking about men that are looking for relationships, that get dogged out by the women in relationships they're with, or the ones that they believe were in a relationship with them and got dogged out the same way a guy player would dog out a girl, the way society knows it to be, the way you hear all the...
Can I ask you one question out, and then I'm going to fall back? My question basically like, where's the checklist that makes, and who gets to decide what makes a man a good man or a bad man? Like, where's the checklist? I mean, where does that come from?
It's
and I'll fall back.
If
men need to question what it is to be a good man, then they're not really a good man themselves if they don't know what it takes or what it is to be a good man.
I'm saying a few good men. You know, the question is like, you know, when he said a few good men, you know, people, what's good to some person might be, you know, not good to somebody else. So I think a good man changes from person to person. And I think it's up to individuals who is a good man. Like, they might look at somebody that's in the military and don't look at him as a good man or something. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, so when we have conversations like what's a good man, you know, I guess if women are saying it, it's basically like if they're being cheated on or not. But, you know, I look at that example as a good man is broader than just talking about how he treats women.
Well, Dean, if you're a single man and that's established for whoever it is that agrees to deal with you, you can't be cheating on them if they agree. Listen, what I'm saying to you, and please, if you're not hearing what I'm saying, you
know. I heard exactly what you said. I heard exactly what you just said.
What I'm saying to you is, if you are a single man and you are going from person to person and everybody is okay with you being single.
Because I'm single, yes.
Okay, once again, if you're going to talk when I'm talking, you're going to miss what I'm saying and then answer something totally different, which we go through often when you call in. Now listen to me carefully. If you are a single man and you are involved with a person, sexually or otherwise, and that person is aware that you want to remain single and they choose to continue to deal with you, they're dealing with you on your terms, which means that you wouldn't qualify for a person that would cheat because you would never be cheating if that person came in understanding it's with a man that's going to remain single. Understand?
Right.
So you would never qualify as a cheater to the woman that agreed to deal with you if you were upfront about your intentions.
Right.
So no need to defend yourself. Now, what this is about is men and women who are involved, who this person has done well by a woman in his life, whether they were married, in a committed relationship, an understood relationship, or whatever. And the woman that he's with, that he's invested all the time and the emotion and the straight-up admissions of love that all these women claim men don't give. And that woman turns around and does everything that we women call you men dogs for. then why would we complain when there are women out there that are out there consciously making an effort to be exactly what we hit on men for? So go out there and actually seek out a guy to be a guy to help her go cheat on the man she's with, or to be a guy to just give her money, where she plans to give nothing back, to just give her sex if he's good at that, when she plans to give him nothing back. Meanwhile, he might be the guy with the emotions behind sex, while she's the one playing what we usually have as the man role. The guys just want to hit it and go. You get where we're going with this right now?
You said something about hit it. They get to hit it and they get ready to leave, or something like that.
Okay, men. The other men on the panel. Am I confusing when I speak? Because if I am, please let me know what I need to clarify.
No, I'm not confused at all.
And you, Dave, from Florida. Dave. Okay, I think we might have lost him. He's still on, but there's a sound connection. Rod, are you confused?
No, I'm okay.
Ladies?
You're on the same
yes,
page.
I'm this is Arlene. I'm with you on it.
And this is Darlene, and I back it up.
Marcia, are you
all
with
right.
us?
Okay.
Marcia?
Can I say something, Katie, to the gentleman who seems to be having a problem understanding?
I heard what she was saying. I don't want to be like seen like you know I don't understand what you guys are saying. I get it.
Can I speak first, and then you can reiterate? Okay, what Katie is basically saying is, in order a good man is a solid man standing tall on his feet, and when you're a good man, that entails life. Period. You here to be with a partner. You understand? And a good man is the type of man who can give of himself the way he wants to be reciprocated. If you want me to wash your feet, then you can wash my feet. If you want me to wash your clothes, then you can wash my clothes. But she's talking about relationships, not single men. Not single men. Single men, if you bouncing around from chick to chick, you're not even spending enough time with one person to get the essence of a relationship.
Well, I'm saying, like, you just did a slam on single people again, right? Assumptions. There's a book I'll talk about, Assumptions, The Four Agreements. That would be a good book for you to read. I'm just saying, you know, you can't make
assumptions about slam people. Against single people.
Did you hear what she just said, though?
Yeah, I heard just said.
I don't think it was a slam against single men.
Yeah,
Deacon, let me interject just one second. Dean, every man-woman segment that I have, you call in as if we're like talking about your practice or what it is you believe, and it's not.
That's how you feel. But I'm just saying, I just speak when you're saying when I just happen to call in. I'm just not going
to
let you guys just say
single
people and slam on us.
No. We're not slamming single men. Matter of fact, actually, today was ladies.
The young lady just made a statement earlier. She said, if you're dating a lot of women or whatever, you don't even know what you're talking about because you're not in there. That's what she said.
No. I'm the one that made the statement about high school and still doing certain things.
No, I'm talking about what was just said. That's what I'm addressing, what was just said. So I don't want to be like I'm being argumentative or nothing. I was just saying that, you know, we treat people, you know, if you're single, you know, we're good men. We might have several relationships. We're not monogamous, but that's called single. And people are single in America, and they are good.
Right. The average woman overall wants a monogamous relationship. That's usually what we beef about when we're out there talking about what men have done to us. It's usually this guy cheated, and it's usually because he was in a relationship that either was understood mutually or exclusively to be a committed one-on-one relationship, right? Here's where we go back to where you feel that we're speaking on single men, and we're not. We're talking about the men. When women are in a group with their girlfriends and their sisters, and they're crying and they're pissed off and they're doing whatever, they're not about a guy that walked up and said, hey, we're going to hit the hay. I'm going to respect you. You're a person. We're having sex as two big people, but guess what? Understand, I'm never going to get committed. So we're not talking about a person that said, okay, and went with it. All right? Because she, in turn, would have absolutely not one damn thing to say if she agreed to go with this. And to everybody, to themselves. What I'm talking about is women that say they want a good man is not talking about a good single guy with a nice, charming attitude who treats us well but is never going to commit. We are talking about people we want to be committed to.
Right.
Essentially not.
So you're not talking about single. No. Okay, that's what I was saying was like, if we're talking about single people, like the comment that was made earlier that because I'm single, I don't know what you guys are talking about because I don't practice monogamy.
No,
I just
want
to make sure that
I'm not.
That wasn't it at all.
That's what was said. And I was just saying.
That's what she said. And what I said was, if you're a guy with the mindset of a high school person that's trying to accomplish or conquer every piece of penny you can find,
I agree with that 100%.
Okay,
I agree. He's still a man, but he's a bad man. You know, there's real men and dogs or whatever. It doesn't take away him being a man. It's just like he's not mature, you know, and stuff like that. You got a lot of people that's not mature, so I agree with you.
Okay, I got you on that. Now, I've got two panelists that have been listening and waiting in. Let me bring them in. You can feel free to hang on, Dean, if you like. Hold on a sec. Welcome to the show, Corley. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, this is Stalo Jenkins.
Hi, Stalo. You could talk a little louder. We don't bite. Hold on a second.
What's up, Stalo?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I have another panel. But you will have the floor first. Hang on, okay?
All right.
Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Love the show. Love the topic. I had a quick comment.
All right.
I think that... you're talking to Greg. How you doing?
Hi, Greg. Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of like an echo effect.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm driving. Hey, some women are always in the company of good men, and some women are always in the company of bad men. And I think women, you guys are the gatekeeper, and you're picking the guys that you're complaining about, you know? So I think it's on women because... From what I see out here, I don't think women want good men. I think they want to have fun, have sex like men, you know, and then you turn around and then you want to get married. It doesn't work that way because your past is your future. You know, we're watching you. We don't wife up reformed hoes. And women can't get that through their brain, you know.
I'm gonna come right back to you because I think that you as a man just called into a show that's supposed to be celebrating good men and then turned around and just like rocked your own boat. So speak again because we're all a little confused here, Greg.
I'm trying to tell women the cold hard fact is that you can have fun all you want, but you can't turn around and then expect to become wife. It doesn't work that way. Okay? Because your past is your future. As men, we watch you. We're actually observing women for a long time, and then a lot of women want to have fun. They want to, you know, manipulate men and do all this crazy nonsense, and then they want to turn around and want men to marry them. It's simply not going to happen because the good men are actually watching you, and they're checking out. They're absolutely checking out.
Have
men out there that are doing the same thing that you just
A good man wouldn't hold a good woman down by her past if she's doing a great present and future. So that's not a good man. Because you know what?
Really?
You men come with the past and the baggage all the time. But unfortunately, that's not today's topic.
Well, we aren't the ones complaining. We aren't the ones complaining about not getting married. It's actually women complaining about it, not us.
That's not the topic.
Actually, Actually, that's not true. There's a lot of good men out there who are looking for marriage, got involved with the woman who seemed to want the same thing he did, and turned around and cheated on her. Now, obviously, you're not one
of them.
You don't know if that's true. That means it never happened to you, so you're fortunate.
That's a blanket statement. You know,
I'm hearing an echo effect. Is somebody on speakerphone or something?
Yeah.
Because we have
an
echo.
I don't know,
effect.
But there is a bad breakup in echoes. Greg, if that's you, can you redial in?
No, that's not me. That's the echo's not for me.
Well, when you're talking, you're echoing, so that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah,
if you
okay.
can reach out, maybe
well,
to read that.
Well, why don't you put me on mute and then see if it goes away?
All right. There was a panelist that was on before you, so you got to give him his shot. Halo, go ahead.
Oh, yes. no, I just wanted to chime in. I appreciate the show. This show tonight is really good. But it seems like the only question we have, anyone has, is like, what constitutes a good man? And also, why is it? Because this was a call for women to really step it up,
right?
And, you know, share their opinion. And you know, a good man, like my man said, he said, your foundation is God and God alone. And so there's so many different types of foundations out here and nets that, you know, and traps that we could found our lives on besides God that, you know, a lot of women, I feel, get snared up, and then men get snared up as well just from dating in itself. In that many times
it,
today,
it really,
man.
Well, let's put it like this. If I'm speaking from a woman's standpoint, what we usually can find to be a good guy is that he's sticking around. He's with you.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't care what woman is out there. The first thing that they believe of a good man is that he's faithful. Okay?
Yeah.
Is that he's faithful. And there's so many guys out there. We've got a couple on the panel now that have said it's not about that. All guys are going to go out there. We don't want to this. That's another thing. A good man will realize what he has now, but it's not where he came from. Not where she came from. Because you know what? You guys step into the plate with quite a bit of baggage that we would forgive in a minute if we see what's in front of us. All right?
It sounds like the echo is coming from your phone. Because we don't hear it with nobody but from your phone, I think.
Yeah.
Is,
was that
is
mine?
It from me? Is it? Okay, 1 second. Is it from me? Because I'm hearing you guys straight okay, except for a couple of people. And the last one was the main one.
That wasn't me.
Well, I mean, when you spoke, Greg, to me, it was an echo and everybody heard it.
I heard
it
from you, to be honest. Not me. No, we're saying goodness has to do with religion. I think we need to get out of that. We religious and equate that with good men. There's nothing to do
well,
with good men.
Wait, one second.
Wasn't being made
now, when I said God, I didn't mention religion to you at all or to anyone.
I just think it has nothing to do with it, bro. Because I know guys that are atheists and are very good guys. I think religion just has no point in this at all, bro.
Absolutely.
Your moral foundation has nothing to do with religion, bro, at all.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that's your viewpoint, and this is a viewpoint show, and their viewpoint is that God is a faithful. So nobody can dispute
what
the other one feels.
Just
all right, Stalo, you were saying?
I'm so sorry, so sorry. But verbiage-wise, what is it that you consider good? You know,
like I said,
at the end of the day, because
me,
that's in question. See, I see.
Okay, wait a minute. This is a panel show where everybody gets a shot at speaking, and they get a chance to speak uninterrupted. So if there's a point to be made, please wait your turn. Now, Stalo, you asked the question. From a woman's standpoint, and I think any woman who's listening in, when they speak about good men, the first and foremost thing that I think they think the most is men are faithful.
And that's honesty in itself.
Because the biggest thing that men always say, especially because some of them don't know how to grow up, and some of them feel that men are always going to cheat, and there are plenty of guys who don't feel that way and don't like what they're hoping for. Okay?
There's your echo again.
It's not for me.
All right, I don't know why.
Katie. Yeah,
now I'm hearing you as an echo. All right, you know what, guys? Let me go to break. Let me go to break and reset up, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Roger that.
the brother manhood. So they came and test me because of my heritage and the loud, bright colors that I wear. I was a target because I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissonant. Well, I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they tweak the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, the brothers have to drill me? Because if I stop and hit the man, I'll have to kill me. Take the brother out for being rude.
Hey!
And like I said before, I was mad by him.
Mad
it
by
took three or four cops to pull me off
they
of him.
Me off
but
of
that's the story, y'all. I'm a black man.
Black
acting
man.
Like a nigga.
Nigga,
don't lie in
African.
African.
Everybody to the On the Edge show with Katie Burnett and friends. Okay, hopefully, panelists, the echo is gone, so let's see how this works out. All right, you
know
the way in?
Yes, I'm in.
Is everything clear from my end?
Everything is clear from your end.
All right, Dave from Florida, are you there? Okay, he's still on silent. Darlene?
I'm here, Katie.
Okay, Rod?
We can hear you now.
All right. So it was on my end. Sorry about that. Arlene, are you in?
Yes, I am.
Marsha? Okay, Stalo?
I'm here.
And Greg, are you all in?
I'm a 63-year-old woman when I was 24.
Okay. All right. Well, here's where we're at. I believe, Salo, you were asking before the mic interruption was what is it that constitutes a good man in a woman's eyes? First of all, before we even get to a woman's eyes, ask yourself something. Do you wake up every day trying to be a good person to other people, respecting them? That's one thing. If you can say that mm-hmm. from start to finish, then you should be good with you. Because no matter what happens on the outside or what people think of you on the outside, if you're not confident or secure or cool with yourself, nobody's outside praise is going to make a damn difference.
Right.
And before
right.
you could be a good team member to anybody, you have to be a standing individual. And that's just the way it works, period. But for women, and I mean, I'm speaking from what I myself would say, but I know that on a general basis, most women, when we talk about a guy being a jerk or a dog or whatever, we're mainly speaking about other women.
No.
So when you do find a guy who don't believe, as much as he's as manly as the next person, who don't believe in, having two or three at a time is not
no.
respectable or it's just not his preference, okay,
no.
that's something that we find a definite plus, that's for sure.
When you find a man that believes in marriage being as sacred as it used to be for our forefathers, you know, in this day and age, it's not a Hollywood thing, it's not a fashion thing. When he really believes that the day he proposes or accepts the proposal of a woman, okay, to marry, and he really believes that that person is his soulmate and really believes in all of that stuff, that's another thing. What today's show about was is the fact that for those few good men that are out there that's being overshadowed by these people that come in talking about it's just about men is going to be men and dogs are going to be dogs and we're going to go out and do whatever. And then there and you guys are out there going, no, I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe in uplifting my wife. I believe in monogamous relationships. Okay? That are out there. There are women that are out there that want all this but will be the first people to cause you guys to be heartbroken and not want to be that good person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what today's show is about, to celebrate those of you that are those people that the front page, same old that's always in your face, tends to keep you guys in the back burner, in the back bushes.
Yeah.
That's and what today was about. We have another panelist in, so just hang on 1 second.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Great show, like usual. I called last week. It's Stanley. How are you guys?
Hey, Stanley. How are you?
Very good. Hi, Stanley.
Hi,
everybody.
Okay. Your thoughts on tonight's subject?
It's a great question. What makes a good man or a good woman? It depends for everybody. I truly believe that that's individual, because you said in your eyes a good man is somebody who doesn't sleep around with people, who's very faithful and this and that.
Okay, let me stop you there before we go off into a tangent like we did the last time from a misunderstanding. First of all, gentlemen, let me make this clear. Today's show is really putting the ladies on the hot seat for doing all the things we rough you down on doing, because there are men out there who are not using, you know, guiding themselves with their penises. There are guys who are out there who really believe in the old-fashioned values of marriage. And we women in society walk around saying that that's what we want. Yet there are women players out there who cause these men who rarely get the recognition they deserve, okay, to not want to be those men. So that's what today is about. It's not about you guys being bad guys. And what the question was posed to was this young man asked, what is, constitutes a good man in the eyes of women? Now, we women, and I'm speaking from the general consensus of the majority, is usually when a bunch of girls get together and talk about men and talk about how bad they are and what dogs they are, it's because of the first and foremost thing, they cheated with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's what's on the panel right now. So when this man is asking what constitutes a good man in the eyes of women, it's women that are answering. And we are saying that generally we speak from the fact that the first and foremost infraction was he cheated with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Cheating meaning that he was involved in a relationship that he made exclusive and is understood to be one-on-one and there's not supposed to be anyone else, and he went out there and cheated anyway. Okay, so Stanley, what were you going to say?
But the thing is, maybe a lot of women do say that's the definition of a good man, but men, we see through your action of what you accept. Because I know many good men, like you say, do believe everything that you're saying, not cheating, and this and that. And I'm sorry to say, those are the same men on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday have no women running after them. Those are the same men that basically, I know many men who used to be good men, who used to do all those things, believing in the marriage and being faithful and treating a woman with being a gentleman and doing all. Yeah, that's what she said. She said that that a lot of women, you get together, and basically you think that's a man. For us, a good man is somebody who's faithful, somebody who's this. But we men, we see it through your action, and that's where I have a problem.
That's why I began to address him.
Okay. You know
what? Somewhere you're missing it somewhere.
Let me back off and let me allow the men to handle your statement. And Deacon, I'm going to start from the later ones up. Salo, what's your response to this man?
To what you have said, To what you said, all I can say is when I asked what is good, I wasn't even asking the women because they've already stated it, and I've heard them. And in that sense, I congratulate the women for showing some admiration for some of our good men out here, you know, which needs to be done for the progression of us. As for what you said, you know, I asked you what is good to you. To me, you know, I said God is the foundation right. Man needs to stand on to be good, all right? You may feel differently, but I feel this way because of this. Because God will require me to treat a woman with kindness, compassion, love, and respect. That'll be a requirement. So my requirements don't come from society or even, you know, misogyny or, or the gender struggle or the struggles that we as especially as black men come to see when we get in a relationship. Because at the end of the day, since we, like I read earlier in the post, it said we the receptacle of the fear of the United States. We also the receptacle of aggressive female solidarity from the black woman and other females in general. I don't know. I'm going to just say females in general. Just because they've been misogynized throughout the society as well. But then when we get in a relationship, and as a man with compassion that's progressed further than society and then found himself on God and equality between man and woman, then I believe that's the man that the females are talking about. And that's what I was
exactly.
saying.
Now, what,
and that
what
has nothing to do with religion, sir.
Right. Correct.
Right. Who was that?
It has to do.
Who just said the religion? Who said the religion thing?
Hello.
Okay, there are a lot of breakups here. What I wanted to know from the men is this young man Stanley just said that we women say we want good men and everything, and they are guys that are faithful, but he sees right through us because we want something different, and that's him speaking on behalf of men. So, Deacon, let me ask if you agree with that.
No, he's not going to speak on behalf of me because I don't agree with that.
Okay, David, are you with us? I don't know. I see him through Rod Dorn, but I don't know if there's a connection issue. Rod, answer that.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Do you agree with what he said?
Well, basically, I was thinking about Stanley's response. And as you mentioned earlier, tonight's episode was more or less going to acknowledge Stanley. That is, you know, all the good guys out in the world who run into the evil women and more or less, you know, acknowledge their bad qualities.
Thank you, because I think that he called it and saying exactly what we are saying anyway, which is
mm-hmm.
women say we want good men, and those that get them screw them over.
Right.
Okay? And then the good guys get the bad raps because these women players are out there. Exactly what we fight about, what we say is bad, what we say isn't good. When we get the guys that do all that we ask for, okay, those women that do what the men do, okay, ruin it for those that are out there looking for these good guys. So, Stanley, your response would be?
No, I would agree. Yes, I would agree with what he's saying. That's what I truly believe, that a lot of women say they want goodness, and I've known many men who said, how come I don't have dates? I know personal friends who are very good, believe in faithfulness and everything, and say, I seem to attract, like you said, bad girls and things like that. I don't seem to attract women who respect me being gentlemen, who respect me that, who says it's so good to meet that. And they're the same guys that have no dates on Friday or Saturday. They have nobody
who calls. But you're talking two things. You're talking two sides because you're saying that women don't, women want good guys. Well, 1 second. I'm telling you what we're hearing, so I want you to clarify. You just said was that women say they want good guys, but then you see through them because they really don't. But then the guys that are good, they don't get dates because they're good. Now, the men, don't speak to real men on that, because real men, okay, will get a good woman that's a real woman. We're not talking about these fly-by-night people that are walking around just trying to get a hookup. We're not talking hookup. We're talking real permanent relationships that go to the day they die. And frankly, 3 or 4 times that you know, you've spoken, I don't think that's what you believe.
No, I do believe in a strong relationship and everything, but I don't see that a lot of women say, I appreciate that you're like that. Because, I'm sorry to say, if women wanted that.
Real women do.
No.
Real women
so where
do.
Are the real women? So where are the real
obviously,
women?
That's what we're questioning here. That's
where
what
are the real women?
Those people
because
that
I'm
these
not
real
seeing,
men run into first are not usually the real women.
I'm sorry,
real
I'm not seeing real women. Show me.
Real women know how to respect a relationship. Real women know how to be women in their relationship. Not real
I agree
girls
with you.
Just enough.
I
okay,
agree with you.
That's what tonight is about. But,
I agree
but
with you, but
question,
where are they? Where are they? The question I would ask you, where are they?
The same way women ask where the good men, because a lot of the bad guys are in the front page first. Unfortunately, if you were listening in earlier, I made an analogy. If you go to one of those discount outlets and you're looking for a really good pair of shoes in your size and you don't want to pay retail, so you're in the bin where they got all these shoes in a free zone, whatever. The good shoes are at the bottom, but you got to go to the junk first before you get there. And that's usually the way it goes. Because you get a lot more junk than you get quality.
Katie, I'd like to tell the gentleman that, like, I'm right here. I'm one of them. I'm a good woman.
And I damn sure am, too.
Okay.
And I am, too.
Thank you. So that answered your question.
But do you understand
right
there's a lot of women.
So I don't know where the rest are. I
but
can't
do you
account
understand,
for them. I can
but,
only account for me.
But do you understand, as a man, there's many women who say they're good women, they're not. Or real women, like you're saying, but they're not.
We fully understand that. But listen, it is something that's missing, because you don't understand that we are here tonight to applaud the good men, to applaud them. We're not on here to bash and bang and disrespect and call names and all that stuff. We are here to tell the good men that we appreciate them. What part of that is not being understood? Because I, like me myself, like being referred to as hoes and fast and slow and up and down, that is not why we're here tonight. That's not the topic. We are here to give men praise. Jesus Christ.
Thank you. I do have another panelist that's been waiting for a little bit, so I need to bring them in. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Katie. I'm late. I hope I have a little bit of time.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. You're late.
Hey, Tamika.
I am very late.
Hey, Tamika.
Hi.
You're late, lady.
Well, I did want to say, I heard a lot of the conversation, and I did want to say that I think that it's easy for us, male and women, and I can feel you, Katie, because I was, as you were speaking, I was like, yes, you know, to myself. Mm-hmm. But I want to say this, is that I think us men and women alike, a lot of times our behaviors are based on what we've experienced in life. And I think the only way that we disconnect from whatever pain we experienced in the past, whether it's having met a woman or women that, from a male perspective, that you consider not good, or you consider, you know, not wanting a good man, you tend to judge the next woman by that, and us women do the same thing, and that actually causes a continuation of a disconnect between men and women. So I think that the criteria is that we have to be okay with who we are, that we start drawing or loving ourselves we start drawing the type of people that we want in our lives. Because there are good men out there, and there are also good women out there.
Yes,
you have to be okay
and the two,
with
for some reason, can't connect because there's so much of the garbage in between.
Right.
And like I was bringing up earlier, if you want to get to, like, even the good apples, you know how many people go shopping for meat, and they always pick past the first couple of wrapped packages
yep.
to get the fresher meat in the back. Well, that's the way it goes. And let's face it. The bottom line is, usually when people go out in the dating world, they're not looking. The first person that gives them that first okay feeling is usually who they peg they pin their whole life on. Okay, and that's usually a woman. Usually guys will feel like, she's a little step above just to jump off, but she's still not that person. So you guys, none of us really give each other time to really figure out who's what and who's genuine. But tonight's show is strictly about those men. Because I'm sorry to say this, but as a woman, to be honest and to be truthful, and Shamika, I'm even saying it to you, men get a bad rap, the good men, and I'm talking about those that make it their mission to wake up every day to defy what society tells them they're supposed to do, to defy what people believe they'll do. To defy being a deadbeat father standing in a child support line because somebody had to go after them to just do for their kid. Okay, I'm talking about all that. And for those little boys who don't understand the magnitude of that aspect of life, need not apply to this panel. Because if you're still walking around thinking you've got a little bit of understanding about real grown-up life, you don't. And watching the person... Watching the person you love get abused and not know how to take that as something that's wrong and not repeat it means you didn't grow up yet. Go ahead, Deacon.
I just want to make a little comment. He asked, where were the good women? Okay, to find a good woman, I'm gonna take use a peach tree as an analogy. You climb up in this peach tree, and you start to pick peaches and you taste them. Okay. And they just don't taste right. So you have to climb a little higher. The higher you go, you find the better women. So I think if you're having a problem finding a good woman, you need to climb higher in the peach tree.
Nice. I like that.
Only a real man would have known how to pull that one out of that.
Yes, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I'm just listening to everybody, and, you know, the differences of opinion, but the bottom line is it's an individual choice. Whether you are a good person or whether you are a messed up person, it's your choice. And and you know, the panel was right. It's based on how you see yourself. If you don't think much of yourself, then you can't possibly think much of somebody else. You know, but
absolutely.
The bottom line is, again, I like that peach tree effect because, as I said before, a real man, I ain't say a real male, I said a real man knows who he is, knows what he can endure, and knows when he find a partner that is going to share with him the same way that he is willing to share with her. In every aspect of the relationship, not just some of it, all of it. This is a partnership. When you go into business with somebody, it's a partnership, and you're equally responsible across the board for everything that is needed to make that business a success. Okay? So now if you take the dollars out of it, you still have to work with each other equally. You have to give, you have to take. Everything is not going to be peaches and cream. But if you taste a bad peach, what, you going to stop eating peaches? You know what I'm saying? Or are you going to be like, well, damn, that one wasn't all that great, but this one might be better. You understand what I'm saying? And a real man can do that, just like a real woman can do that. You know, we have all this baggage from past relationships and everything, and I heard what the young lady said, and she's absolutely right, because sometimes a lot of us can't get past the hurt from a previous relationship, and we bring that to the next one.
Right. Absolutely.
And we take out on them what somebody else did to us, and then when they be like ready to hit the door, we can't understand why. Because you're not given what you're expecting to get. I feel like whatever you expecting to get from it is what you should be willing to give.
Yes. Okay. My opinion, a real good man would help that woman, you know, just drop and forget about all that past baggage that she had to deal with before, if he's a real man.
Exactly.
I
have to interrupt a minute because we there's not much time left in the show, and a new panelist just chimed in, so just hang on, and I'll try to get everybody back in. All right, 1 second.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Mr. Solution. I just want to make a quick observation here. Number one, I want to define a good woman. A good woman is a woman who will step forward and let it be known that she's interested in a relationship. She's supportive of a man. She will compliment a man. She will pay on first dates because she knows that she is with a quality man.
Yes.
So just saying that a woman is good is means nothing. Is she good for a relationship, and is she good for a particular man? And if she just sits back and doesn't do anything, just like in anything else in life, it's action that makes the person who they are, not passivity.
Right.
And so that's what I would describe as a good woman. A woman who
okay,
will
what
step
would you mean, sir? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Sir, what was your name?
Yeah, Mr. Solution.
Okay, Mr. Solution. Actually, I agree with you. And guess what? Today is about the good men and about the reason why a lot of the good men aren't being recognized is because most of the time the good women are being pushed to the back by women who are players. You know, and the problem that I had today was that a lot of women tried to gasp and act all shocked as if women like that don't exist. You guys, there are plenty of very good men out there that are not being recognized because there's too much of the same old male controversy dog stories being pushed to the front. And that's why tonight was about you men.
Right. Well, let me just be specific here. What makes a man good, or what makes anyone good for a relationship?
Everything you just described for a woman. Everything you just described that a good woman should be for a man is what a good man is to a woman.
Oh, no, you're right about that. But see, men are usually willing to do more for a woman whom they just meet than virtually all women. I recently met a woman. She wants you to take her out. She wants you to pick her up. She wants you to pay for her. And this is even before you get to know if she's any good for you. So
That's not a real woman, sir. I'm sorry.
I understand, but most women are like that. I date women exclusively, and I'm just telling you the mindset of many American women. They want to
sir,
be whining.
Wait, no. No, I'm sorry. But I have to say, the same way I'm putting this show up, because it's too much about most men would, most men don't. Listen, I'm one of those people that are not most American women, so I do not want
to
be
but you need
included.
To understand a man's point of view. You are the exception to the rule.
To the rule, exactly.
And that's what today's show about is the exception of the men to the men's rule. That's the thing. See, what you're describing is exactly what we're saying is the reason why good men don't get recognized, because women like that get in the way.
Well, it's not so much that women are getting in the way of anything. A woman has the – if she's a good woman, she can put her feet forth, use her mouthpiece to say, here I am, or just come up and give a nice salutation, hi, how are you, and start talking to the man. Let the man know that she's available. And if she believes in a man choosing, he can choose her later on, but it has nothing to do with her making an introduction. That is the way people know that you are available. You have to introduce yourself.
I am old-fashioned, and this is Tamika, and I firmly believe that it's okay to be friendly and cordial.
That's all I'm talking about. Let's not confuse the issue.
Yes,
that's all I'm talking about. And
day,
being old-fashioned often means being selfish and manipulative.
No. Ooh. No, it doesn't. It means that you're cordial, but that if there is something that is developed, the man nor the woman have to make the effort because it will flow naturally.
But it won't. We don't know. We don't know as a man that if you're free or not. We don't. Because you could be cordial. You could be.
Hold
we don't know
I'm,
if you're
I'm
available.
May I ask a question to the rest of the panelists that are involved? Does this sound like it's on the topic I'm speaking about tonight? Because I want to make sure
you
know.
Go ahead.
Because I'm trying to figure out something. When I'm bringing up good men, it's those good men that are out there that know they exist but never hear them. Tonight is about that. Not about whether a woman comes through or is available or not. It's about the fact that we are recognizing that you good guys are out there. Okay?
Yeah, but most women, let me just say this.
Hold on.
Listen. Let me say this. We can all sing together, but we can't talk together, okay?
Go ahead.
Right, she hung up. What I'm trying to say is, this is like we're celebrating men, and I'm getting men coming in actually arguing what we're already saying for them.
Right.
So I'm not understanding how this works. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the thing. This is for the good men that are out there that don't get recognition. But I'm getting these guys coming in and either defending their points against women, but it's women giving them the props. So I'm trying to figure out, and I do need to hear from the rest of you, when I'm saying that this was not on the topic?
Let
me clarify something. The topic may be too hard, but this is the point. Women generally don't like good guys. They like bad guys.
Do they want to be
abused? Exactly.
That's not true.
That's not the word in it. That's a fact.
And this is
that's a fact.
True.
We're talking females, not women.
We're talking female. Female is women in general.
That's
so
female.
Females are not women.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
You could talk real talk. So explain me this situation. How come good men, real men like you're saying, don't have basically women running after them? They don't. I'm talking about real men, good men. Basically, women will not give time of day for that man at all. But a bad guy will have 20 lists. Will have a bad book of so many women running after him.
And what you're saying about family is bad guys by appearance. When you really get to know that a person is a good person is when you spend time with them, past the physical everything. That's what you see them.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the physical.
I'm not talking about just the physical.
I'm talking about guys.
He goes out there and some girl is impressed because a bunch of guys on the block recognize him and fear him because he's beat somebody up on the corner.
Right.
Oh, woo-hoo, that's a bad guy.
No.
Oh, there's some guy that got out here and he got three women. Because I don't understand what you are talking about. Good guys don't have good women. You won't know.
Okay, I'm talking about.
You won't
know
that a person is a good person.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've always considered myself to be a good man.
Yeah.
Now, I have never had a problem in getting a woman because I'm a good man, and at one point I was a bad boy. Okay? And then I decided, well, this wasn't the route to go because when I was a bad boy, I tend to draw the wrong type of women.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned my life around and became from a boy to a man.
Thank you.
So with me being a good man, like I said, I've never had a problem on trying to find a good woman.
Yes.
Well,
we should.
You must be lucky because didn't need
women chasing me around. So
okay.
Right. Oh, I don't know where that comes from.
No, that sounds just like the young, immature-minded player guy, and that's what we're not celebrating today. Because
yes.
there's plenty
yeah.
of you. There's plenty of those. We're talking about
but I'm sorry
few
to say,
Katie.
Yeah,
hold on.
I would like to speak, but let me know when, because I can't tell. Everyone is speaking at the same time.
Right, right.
Okay.
I'm talking
Salo,
to the host. This, hostess.
Okay. Salo, you began to say something?
Yeah, I did. This is Salo. No, I was going to say if we were sharing somewhat of a testimonial. One thing that I think is hope, the goal from everything we say tonight is, like you said, to celebrate good men.
Right.
You know, and hopefully for people to become good men if they're not, and make more good men, and hopefully, you know, whatever we can do to progress, you know, good men spawning out of all of this mess rather than the bad ones. And I'm share one thing with you that I read a while back when I was in school, and it was talking about societies and indigenous societies and things like that, you know. And in this particular class, we were studying this particular scholar's observations of this tribe who were not sexually exposed to any of the, you know, objectification we are in society. So when they did get a chance to mate, date, whatever they you know, whatever translation you want to get it, when they dated, and they decided to, you know, become intimate, there was no fetishes. Like there was no big ass this, that, and other. And I love the metaphor of the peaches, but then even that, you know, any of justification, because if you change that tree, that peach tree, to the tree of life, then you get a better perspective of what we're dealing with. This tree of life, right, has these fruits in each person, male and female, is a fruit of that tree of life. And when you deal with these people, right, you had these tribe who, when they made it, they didn't have any fetishes whatsoever, so they stroked each other from head to toe. They loved each other from head to toe. There was no, I'm going to stay here at the ass this long. It was no, oh, I love these nipples and woo, woo, woo. It was the whole body was appreciated. And metaphorically speaking, the whole person should be. And that, just knowing that testimonial, you know, I think that's my goal. If I'm to be a good man, I want to love a woman that way. And if a woman can appreciate that.
I appreciate that, Salo. I don't want to cut you, but we have like 5 minutes left in this segment. And what I wanted to say was this. This is what this show is about. Those men that already believe the person they were with is that complete total body and got treated badly based on bad, immature thinking. Okay? You're not going to know that you got a good person until you've had time to spend with them and know that they were good. You're not going to know based on what they looked like when they were walking the streets and strutting. You're not. But the one thing that someone brought up earlier, and like I said, there's only 4 minutes left to go, and I do have to stay in touch before we get cut off because credits are running. But I will say this to you. All right. The only way that cycle is going to change, because it's harder for men to get over a heartbreak than it is for a woman. Well, men don't trust so quickly after being given their all into a person. So just the same way a woman has to understand that you might have gone through 3 bad relationships, but number 4 might be the right one, that you have to open up and trust. You got to do the same thing from a woman. About a woman, because not everybody that hurt you is the next woman coming along. So that's just the thing. And I'm sorry to the rest of you that couldn't, you know, get in, you know, organ a little late. But I will say this. I thank all of you for coming in tonight and for, you know, making this show, you know, intriguing as it is. This was intended to give you real men the credit that you don't really get. Okay, the credit that you deserve but don't get. So I appreciate everyone who took the time to call in and to have a feedback. And those of you prior to the show that answered the pre-broadcast questions, on Facebook, and to you real men that are out there that want to take care of your babies, that do believe in monogamy, that do believe in respecting your partner as a partner, who don't believe that sex is the only way to go with other people or conquering and banging on your chest or how many bananas you brought to the cage. For all of you that do believe in real love and real care and real equality and real whatever, kudos to you. That's what tonight was about. Keep it going, because as bad as it seems around you, really, that is the way to go, and that's what we women really are. What real women are looking for. Real women are looking for real good men, and that's who you guys are, those that this show is for. So until tomorrow night, everybody, be blessed. Be blessed and make a difference, and I will see you here tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody.
Back at you.
Good night, Katie. Good night, panel.
Good
night, Katie.
All.
Good night, panel.
All right.
Good night, all.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.